I'm sure all our listeners will have been waiting with great anticipation for our final two contributions. Shortly, we will hear from a grumpy old man. But before that, we have our word of the month, which is anticipation. Here is Dorothy to elucidate.
Word of the month.
Anticipation is an emotion involving pleasure or anxiety in considering or awaiting an expected event. As a defense mechanism, anticipation is considered as one of the mature ways of dealing with real stress. You reduce the stress of some difficult challenge by anticipating what it will be like and preparing for how you are going to deal with it. There is evidence that the use of mature defenses, sublimation, anticipation, tended to increase with age. For phenomenological philosopher Edmund Husserl, anticipation is an essential feature of human action. In every action, we know the goal in advance in the form of an anticipation that is empty, in the sense of vague, and we seek by our action to bring it step by step to concrete realization. Anticipation can be shown in many ways. For example, some people seem to smile uncontrollably during this period, while others seem ill or sick. It is not uncommon for the brain to be so focused on an event that the body is affected in such a way. Stage fright is a type of anticipation stemming from the actor or actress hoping that they perform well. Anticipation is the central ingredient in sexual desire. As sex has a major cognitive component, the most important element for desire is positive anticipation. One name for pleasurable anticipation is excitement. More broadly, anticipation is a central motivating force in everyday life. The normal process of imaginative anticipation of or speculation about the future. To enjoy one's life, one needs a belief in time as a promising medium to do things in. One needs to be able to suffer the pains and pleasures of anticipation and deferral.
Thank you, Dorothy.